What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Laying the Points with Farley Betts, a recurring sports betting podcast where we go over mainly NFL and NBA betting, but we talk about all things sports betting. Had some success in the Australian Open. We're surging right now in college basketball. And we're here to break down those NFC and AFC, title games from last night. Definitely some interesting things to talk about coming from those games. We'll talk about the betting lines in the Super Bowl as they opened up, kind of how to approach it from our perspective. And we'll also have another podcast later this week, maybe get into a little bit more of the Super Bowl game, probably start talking more NBA. But wanted to have this special edition of Laying the Points to go over these games. Hey, by the way, Laying the Points, top 100 in the United States last week in fantasy sports podcasts. You'll love to see it. So check us out here. Subscribe to Laying the Points. There was a different and old Laying the Points that I did through the Odds Breakers. That's not the same link. You're going to have to find the new Laying the Points link. You should just be able to search for it on Apple and Spotify. I'm going to get it through other mediums as well. But thank you so much for listening, everybody. My name, if you don't know, is Chris R. Farley, a.k.a. Farley Betts, at Farley Betts across all social media channels, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And FarleyBets.com, by the way, is live. And we're posting free picks there to FarleyBets.com every single day. So check out FarleyBets.com. Sign up for the free, I think it's called the free newsletter, but basically you'll just get free picks from me every single day. Guys, right now we're red hot. 27-14, that's 66% in the NBA, up 17 units over the past 11 days. We're up 11 units in college basketball as well. And we ended the NFL season very strong, although, and this is a good segue, I got my ass kicked a little bit on Sunday. That's for sure. The over in the KC-Cincinnati game didn't hit. That was a big liability for me. Then, of course, San Francisco failed to keep it close with the Eagles, had them teased with the Bengals, and that didn't work out too well either. I was also really impressed because I bet on the 49ers and Eagles to not get a first down on their first drive. At least one of those teams, I figured, wouldn't get a first down. Both offenses start off very creatively with poise, so good for them and good for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Let's talk about the 49ers and Eagles game, which, you know, it's full of some controversy, obviously. I mean, Brock Purdy getting injured on, what, the sixth play of the game, sacked by Hassan Riddick, elbow injury. He's out. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why Kyle Shanahan was considered one of the coaches of the year, right? Because he was on his third-string quarterback already. And now here comes Josh Johnson, a 14-year journeyman quarterback, played for a team or was on an NFL roster every single year, played in some other football leagues as well, usually third, fourth string. I mean, he kept his tenure, earning a paycheck. Good for Josh Johnson. But damn, that's a big spot going up against the number one pass defense in the NFL. You know, we saw the result of that. Eagles kind of thrived, right? I mean, as soon as that happened, that changes the playbook, right? I mean, it makes things more predictable for the Eagles defense. I'm not taking anything away from the Eagles defense. They held the 49ers to, what, like 144 yards. I mean, you know, Christian McCaffrey broke open a few runs. Awesome touchdown run by Christian McCaffrey in the second quarter to tie up that game. But that Philly defense is for real, and you're rolling out your fourth-string quarterback. Your offense just became more predictable. Like, that's not going to work, you know? And we saw the results. Now, Philly got pretty fortunate in a few ways. I mean, 11 penalties for the 49ers. That's got to be up there with some of the most penalties in an NFC title game, probably in NFL history. It's maybe something to look up. Pretty egregious calls, too, that kept, especially on that response drive by Philly where they went up 14-7. Multiple penalties, I believe three penalties, one for a first down after a third and seven, where Jalen Hurst looked like he could have thrown a pick. Obviously, they played physical at the line of scrimmage. A.J. Brown was checked a little too physically, called pass interference there, and saved the Eagles on that drive. But three other penalties helped the Eagles on that drive, too. That was an interesting drive, too. I mean, just from my perspective, the Eagles chose to run the ball 9 times on that drive, on that response drive, when it was tied 7-7. Now, it turned out to be a pretty good choice, right? I mean, look at the way the Eagles ran the ball. Let's see. I think they got, what, 148 on the ground total. 164 yards total for the 49ers, by the way. Not much more than what I said. But, you know, 148 yards rushing on the ground for the Eagles. Kenneth Gainwell, Bart Scott, or Boston Scott. Who's Bart Scott? Jalen Hurts got in there, 39 yards. Miles Sanders got a touchdown. He got in there. I mean, it's a very efficient run-blocking team, right? And we saw how dominant their run-blocking can be. I mean, exceptional stuff. And after a while, you just can't stop them, right? But 9 rushes, 4 pass plays on that crucial drive. And it's just interesting how little they put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands. But you know what? Jalen didn't look that good. And this is probably an argument that I'm going to have to talk about over and over again the next 2 weeks. And it's not a popular one, probably, right? But he didn't play that well. I mean, 15 for 25. 125 yards? 121 yards. So it's 4.8 yards per pass. I mean, 60% completion percentage, you know, 25 throws. But this is kind of the Eagles story, right? Like, I think that's always been my point. Is we saw some posters this week. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts. Who's going to have the best career? Well, like, Jalen Hurts shouldn't be put in the same category as those two dudes, especially not Patrick Mahomes. But we saw what Joe Burrow did in yesterday's game. Some elite passes again, like unbelievable precision throws under pressure, unbelievable third and fourth down conversion throws, scrambled for a few first downs. I mean, that dog is he's a winner, right? He's a winner. And I think Jalen Hurts is a winner too. But the arm talent, looked pretty sketchy. Quite a few overthrows, missed passes, could have had an interception on at least 2 or 3 throws. I know 2, but I think 3. And they got fortunate, right? That first drive, Devontae Smith drops the pass. San Francisco never challenges it. That probably changes the game a little bit. But there's no way of knowing, and there's no, like, we can't sit here and be like, well, San Francisco would have won if it wasn't for those penalties and Brock Purdy. I don't know about that, because the Eagles are so freaking stacked. I mean, when you see Ndamukong Suh come out on the field as a backup defensive lineman, backup defensive tackle, like, you know that your depth on your defensive line is insane, right? Like, that dude was just on the Super Bowl winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster not long ago. And I was with the Eagles. Second string, defensive line. I mean, that's crazy. And now Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, who his offensive line played brilliantly for the most part against the Bengals, are going to have a different opponent in the Super Bowl. But yeah, my argument here, not to harp on it too much, but Jalen Hurts, I'm not sure how good he is. He's never had to throw for his Eagles to win the game in a big game. Of course, he's not been in many big games. I mean, against the Giants last week, snooze fest, easily rolled over them. And now we've just faced Josh Johnson. And Josh Johnson, by the way, got injured in the third quarter. They were about to roll out Christian McCaffrey, Juszczyk, fullback. So they put Purdy out there and he never threw a pass. I mean, it's just hard to judge Philly's performance in the same way that we judge most NFC title game performances, right? Because It wasn't, they didn't need to do as much. It doesn't mean they couldn't have done as much against an elite offense, but they're about to see an elite offense. Patrick Mahomes and that passing offense are the most explosive in the league in points per play, number one in pass yards or yards per pass, excuse me, number one in pass yards per game. So they're going to be tested. I mean, a hobbling Patrick Mahomes or not, they will be tested. And from a betting perspective, right, we see that the sharps love Philly. I mean, and here's the thing. We're going to be talking about this for 2 weeks, but a lot of metrics are going to say choose Philly because EPA, you know, DVOA, all this shit that we talk about with, you know, offense and defense, Philly's got the numbers. And I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's not incorrect to say that they've had a soft schedule. Like, that's not a false argument. They've had a really, really soft schedule. So yeah, the data is there. The metrics are there. You know, they did what they exactly what they should do with the talent that they have. But now in the final game of the season, they should be tested in ways that they have not been tested all season. And that's going to be really interesting. And I think they could still win. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Sharps went crazy betting on Philly right away. Chiefs were up to, I believe, minus 2 point favorites at the gate, at least minus 1.5. And now it's minus 2 Philly, minus 2.5 at some books Philly. Right? So a solid 3 to 4 point move immediately from the sharp betting community came in. And I'm not going to stand up against that, right? I didn't even see it happen, by the way. I was watching the game, checking lines. Apparently came out on FanDuel as KC the favorite, and that shit switched so quickly. and make no mistake about it, okay? And I need to keep on talking in this manner to my audience here. Those are sharp bettors that are moving that line, folks, okay? You know, anyone listening to this podcast, you're kind of new to the sports betting world. I'm telling you like a fact. Lines move because of the sharp betting community. And when I say the sharp betting community, I'm talking about dudes that do this, and it's mostly dudes, probably all dudes still at this point, who do this for a living, and they put a ton of money on every bet. And they saw immediate value on Philly, and they took it. Absolutely can't blame them. I think the game should be even. And I've written about it thoroughly at the 33rd team already. You can check out my Between the Lines piece at the33rdteam.com, because I think it should be even for a few reasons. We'll get to the Chiefs game in a second, but there's definitely value taking Philly as an underdog. Now there might be value taking KC as an underdog, and let's see if it moves up to 3, which I think it could. I think the Chiefs could be 3-point underdogs at some point in the next 2 weeks, if not right before the game, right? Sometimes we see more money pouring in right before the game, as everybody anxiously awaits betting on the Super Bowl, and they just want to have some stakes in it, right? But kudos to Philly. Listen, this is a fantastically talented team. Their blocking is insane. Like Jason Kelce and the way that they move down the field and move opposing defenses. I mean, Bosa and Eric Armstead, like, they had some success early. The 49ers were impressive on defense early. After that first Philly touchdown, they forced the Eagles into 3 straight punts. So it's not like Philly was starting out, you know, typically just running over a team. But then, you know, Brock Purdy goes down, turnovers, and the Philly run game took over. Credit to Philly, but is there a little bit of an asterisk there? Yeah, there should be. And if you're a Philly fan, you should admit that. It doesn't mean you don't deserve to be here, but would anybody be surprised if the Chiefs smashed Philly in the Super Bowl? I wouldn't. I mean, when we talk about intangibles, folks, which, you know, that's my big thing, that's my shit, is situational factors that other handicappers love to dismiss because they love talking about the numbers, they love talking about the data and the metrics that are right here in front of all of us. Like, we can all read the data and the metrics. Like, it's not hard. You know, like, I can read how good Philly is. They're number one in sacks. I get it, guys. Okay. However, the Kansas City Chiefs have been here before. Patrick Mahomes is arguably, and in my opinion, the best player in the National Football League. Definitely the best quarterback. Look what he did yesterday on a bum ankle. They have veteran leadership on their field. Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Willie Gay, Andy Reid, most creative play caller in football. And by the way, he was the Eagles coach before. And he's been here many times before in big games. Jalen Hurts hasn't. Nick Sirianni hasn't. And many of those Eagles players have not. But we're getting the two number one seeds in the Super Bowl. And the Eagles are a formidable opponent. Deserving favorites? Sure. I have it as even. Let's get to the Chiefs and Bengals game. First of all, Really impressed by Kansas City's defense from the start of that game. Immediately got a few sacks. I said on Twitter on Saturday, I think Kansas City is going to sack Burrow 5 times. That's exactly what they did. I talked a lot about Chris Jones making a huge impact on the game. He had a few big plays, tackles for a loss, and he also had 2 sacks. That dude is a fucking monster. Guys, he's 6'6", 315. And he was pissed off, right? Because everyone was calling it Burrowhead. He should have been pissed off. And it worked. And low-key kind of hope that Philly pisses him off too. Because I don't think there's any offensive line in football that can hold back Chris Jones when he's pissed. Now, they were triple-teaming him on a few plays, which they learned right throughout that game. You're going to have to. But Kansas City's defense played really well. They were sticking to their wide receivers. The Bengals, a very elite group of wide receivers. You know, Burrow got his. I mean, Burrow played really well in some spots. Great throws. Unbelievable throw on that 1 fourth-down conversion on the game-tying drive to make it 20-20. Joe Burrow lost it up to Ja'Marr Chase, but they have some connection, don't they? And boy, does that team have balls. I mean, the way they go for it, the way they complete third and fourth downs in tough situations. Joe Burrow scrambled for one. They're going to be back. And boy, do you have to feel bad for Joseph Asai, the defensive end for the Bengals, who pushed Mahomes on that final play, caused that personal foul penalty, put the Chiefs in field goal range, and that was all she wrote, right? That stinks, because that game was probably going into overtime. Kudos to Patrick Mahomes using his legs, his bum leg, to the full extent, getting a first down and taking that hit. I mean, you know, the guy is as tough as it gets. There's a podcast I was listening to that made a great point. Patrick Mahomes is from a Texas. They're built differently playing football in Texas from a young age, guys. This is a tough some bitch. And he showed his grit in that game. He showed it last week against the Jags, and he'll show it 2 weeks from now. Chiefs are down a few skill players. Kadarius Toney went down in that game. Marquez Valdes-Scandling is a little banged up. So is Mecole Hardman. They're really starting to lose wide receivers now. Now, Travis Kelce, he'll be good to go. He was a beast as usual. I'm sure they'll get most of their guys back. They're just questionable right now. Their offensive line is healthy. They played really well. They ran the ball pretty well, too. Pacheco is a little star. I mean, that dude is tough. He runs big. He finds holes. Smart player. Smart player from Rutgers, from Vineland, New Jersey. Let me tell you, my son still lives in South Jersey, grew up many years in Vineland when I would go pick him up. That's not a soft area. Isaiah Pacheco is probably going to be around for a while. He's a good little player. Jerick McKinnon is too. And that offense, I mean, how about that? I think it was the Chiefs' second drive where they had that lateral play. Kelce flips it back to Jerick McKinnon, fumbles it, but man, that would have went another 20 yards if it worked. Your Chiefs are going to roll out shit like that, right? And it's really hard to game plan for. And I think the Chiefs could have a lot of success against a Philly defense that's ultra-confident, and ultra-confident usually means aggression. And Andy Reid knows how to take advantage of aggressive defenses. We've seen it plenty of times before. Cincinnati qualifies, and they had plenty of success. But kudos to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs getting it done. Great game at the end, back and forth battle. Unbelievable plays made by Patrick Mahomes throughout that game. Just throws off his one leg. And that final touchdown pass, I believe that was the final touchdown pass he made, where he squeezed that ball in there to, I think it was Valdes-Scandling. That was an unbelievable throw. I mean, it had to be exactly where the throw was, threw it hard, off of one leg. Guys, I talk about the eye test. I talk about what matters most, how I rank a quarterback. That's what matters most to me. Big game, big high-pressure moments, making those types of throws. Patrick Mahomes does it on a regular basis. Jalen Hurts might not have – I don't know if he's done that all year. Okay? So the thing to evaluate about this game, the Super Bowl, is can the Eagles – an incredibly elite roster. Is that what wins? Their run game. You know, Kansas City, 4.5 yards per carry. They haven't been consistently good against the run. They were good against the Bengals on Sunday. They weren't as good against the Jags. We'll see if they can stop Philly's run game. Very, very hard to stop. And again, Jalen Hurts might not have to do that much. I could see Jalen Hurts going 14 for 22, you know, 13 for 24, 150 yards and a running touchdown. Eagles win the Super Bowl. That could absolutely happen. Or are we going to see the best player in the National Football League, the best quarterback in the National Football League, the most creative play caller in the National Football League in Andy Reid, and a defense that has an uncanny ability, like the Chiefs defense has an uncanny ability to overperform and play their best football in the postseason and in big games. And we saw it again on Sunday. They really limited the Bengals in a lot of different ways. Joe Burrow was forced into two uncharacteristic interceptions. They got five sacks on them, like we said. Their offense wasn't very explosive. They had to work for everything. Chiefs defense can step up, and they can limit the Eagles' offense at least, I think. And then if it comes down to Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, even if it's 21-17 Eagles in the fourth quarter, I'm taking the Chiefs. Because you got Patrick Mahomes, yes, against the number one pass defense in the NFL, but asterisk, against the number one pass defense in the NFL against the softest schedule. The Eagles defense is exceptional, don't get me wrong. But Patrick Mahomes, like, let's not forget everything we've seen from this dude for the past, what, 5+ years. He's here every single year, can make every single pass. And in big moments, he plays his best. And in my opinion, the NFL is and will always be a quarterback league and a quarterback coach league. I'll give the nod to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but I'm going to wait until that line goes to +3. I'm going to hope it gets to 3. I'm going to be all over the Chiefs if it is. Right now, don't blame you if you want to bet on Philly. It's under a field goal. There's still value there, and they are a incredible team. Right? So it's going to be probably the better team against the best player in the world, against maybe probably the best coach in the NFL. Very interesting matchup. Should be very good football. Thank you all for joining me on Laying the Points. By the way, there's a free pick in the NBA up on FarleyBets.com. Check that out today. Check out my podcast. We're going to be airing again this week, talking a little more NBA than usual. Love talking the NFL. Catch me at the 33rd team on BetUS NFL and NBA shows. And I will see you next time as we keep on winning some damn money. See you later, folks. Let's fucking go.